Hon?
Kelly? Hi. Hey, yeah, we got cut off. I thought I'd call you back.
Okay, I must have lost you. He's understanding now that he only had, I think, $200 in the account. So being that it was charged once, they already took the one.
We have to wait
out
till tomorrow to process it. Okay. Yeah. So do you want to?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send him money to his account, and then he'll be able to charge the card.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. You know, that's the only error that our billing will do a pending charge on is the address. If it's another type of an error, it won't do it, but just for the address. So I always have to tell people that. So, but yeah, if you send it to him and we process it, then we can still keep that 5 o'clock appointment. And then
okay.
I'm just putting some notes in here. Psychic by Abby.com if available.
Or psychicabby.com.
If not, psychicabby.com.
Preferred, actually.
Okay, I'll change that then. I'll put psychicabby.com if available. If not, psychicbyabby.com.
Yes. I just sent him a wire transfer. He should have it now. Okay, you can go along and try and charge the card again.
Okay. It looks like it's processing now, so just give it a second. There, okay, we got the green light. Good, thanks for doing that. So now, the last thing that I want you guys to do is, I gave you special pricing that's not available anymore to the general public because you are already a client with ours, so I matched your pricing. So I just sent a text out. Does this 775-0941, does that go to Dylan or does that go to Abby?
That goes to Abby.
Okay. So I'll send a text to you. I just want Dylan to go in and accept the subscription terms with his e-signature, and that will ensure that you're locked into this pricing and it never goes up in the future. So what's a good number for me to resend that text to? Where should we just use this one?
Do you want to send it to my number because he's with me, or do you want to send it to his cell phone number?
I kind of want to send it to his because if I put yours in, it might conflict with your other account. It might send you your terms, you know?
That's
so
right.
What's
That's
his
right.
number?
917-855-1614.
Okay. 917-855-1614. Okay, so I'm going to update that. And then I'll send it again. Is this Abby's Christmas present from you guys? That's so cool that you're doing that.
No, Abby got so much more than this.
Oh, did she? Wow. Yeah. You guys are spoiling her, huh? That's neat. Okay. I've had people set up accounts for Christmas and birthdays and holidays and stuff. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so close to
the
holidays.
This is one of her gifts, of course. This is one of them.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. I love creative minds, you know. Sometimes it's, you know, people think of like the regular like gift that you can, a sweater or something that you can open. But when it's something like this, it's neat.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying
I'm taking them all
them.
To Disney on Wednesday. We're leaving to Orlando, Florida for a week. Taking all
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You
know, that's,
we're have a nice time.
That's what I want to do. I want to take the whole family to the Disney Ahalani in Hawaii because we live right down the street from Disneyland. So we kind of, you know, have passes and we go all the time. But I want to go to
great.
The one in Hawaii.
So you live in Orlando or California?
We're in California. We're by Disneyland.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, the other one, I think, is Disney World.
Disney World, yeah.
One in Orlando. Yep. So, but, okay, so I resent that text. I'm just going to double-check if it went out yet. It might be in the queue, so we'll give it a second. Oh, no, he should.
Yeah,
did he get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell him to click on the link in there. It'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Just scroll all the way down.
I actually didn't send the link. I'm looking at it with him here. It says local slash welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the schedule. And then it's a support@localsplash.com.
Oh, so he got the welcome to local splash text. Okay. There's going to be another one that will follow because I had to resend the, usually you get the one that says welcome first and then you get the local splash initial invoice. So I think, let's see, it'll show me now. Okay. Yeah. So tell him to refresh his text and he should see one that says thank you for choosing local splash.
No. Don't got it yet. Maybe because your service is really low where you're at. Your reception is really low here where we're sitting right now. We're in Brooklyn.
While we're waiting, do you want this account to be under Dylan's name or do you want it to be under Abby's or should I just keep it in your name?
You could leave it under Dylan's name, I guess, not to cause any conflict with my current account.
Yeah, because I was going to say the terms are going to, it's going to say, Dear Kelly, thank you for choosing Local Splash, but the terms are going to be in his name since it's on the billing. So I'll just put his name on here, but then I'll put a note that you're authorized on the account too. So should you call in and that's have a question or an update, they'll see that you're authorized. So Dylan.
Okay, great.
Petro, P-E-T-R-O.
So the other $150 that was charged on his card will be refunded tonight?
Yeah, that falls off at midnight. So that, it actually wasn't charged, but if he goes to his bank account, he'll see it as pending. But it's going to fall off because it didn't go through.
But does it go right back to the account instantly, or does it take a few days?
Yep, no, it goes instantly. It falls off at midnight, and then he gets the money back. So.
Okay, great.
Yep. So how are we doing? Any luck with that text? Because if not, the system sent an email to Abby, but I can also put your email here and see if we can get it over to you by email instead.
Well, I'm logged into Abby's email as well. So.
Oh, good. Okay. So if you look for the one that says local splash, your initial invoice, and you probably got it twice because I had to resend it.
Yes, click here to accept the subscription.
That's it. That's it. Same link that I sent on the text. So if you click on that, you see the local splash terms of experience. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's going to be a little box that Dylan has to check to show that he's authorized. And then you plug his name in and hit accept subscription or confirm signature. Once it goes through, it's going to say username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, I did that. Now I'm at the username and password area.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's the sign that it went through properly. So you're good to go. Okay, so all you have to know for now is that they'll be calling you at 5 o'clock or, you know, sometime between 5 and 6. And then just keep your eye out from that new PIN verification code that's coming from Google. That will be there within 5 to 10 business days. And in the event that you're with a client when it comes or you don't have a second to call us or Dylan's tied up, you could always reply to one of our emails or our texts with the number. As long as you get it back to us, we'll be able to submit it to Google on your behalf.
Excellent. And
okay.
They're calling my number, right?
We're doing what?
They're going to be calling my phone number, right?
Is that the one you would prefer for the client interview, the one ending in... 6511?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do that. Please call for client interview. Kelly. Okay. So I put that in the note so they'll call you. And then last question, because I only have two fields on the account for a phone number, for future SMS and text messages and whatnot, do you want those to go to Abby or do you want those to go to Dylan?
To Abby.
To Abby, okay. So I just put Dylan's in as a one-time to get that text out.
Or you know, you want, what is that? That's like when they get the leads and stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, if a lead comes through the site, you'll get a text that says a new lead's coming through, or if it's correspondence with us, if our technician calls you in the midst of the call, they might say, hey, we tried to call. What's a better time to call you back? So any type of correspondence on the account, do you want those texts to go to Dylan or to Abby, or does it not matter?
To Abby.
To Abby, okay. So I'm just going to put that here. Okay, great. So you guys are all good to go. Welcome aboard again. And then also, I know that Ben told you about the referral program. So once this account has been with us for 30 days, then you're going to get a free month of service on your other account. Okay, so that's our referral. Yeah, so it's going to benefit you. And then the same goes for Abby. If she has business owners that are friends and down the road she refers us, then we could apply service credits on her account as well, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your week.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye.